Blog Talk Radio.
Truth is a path. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm altered down, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do. Truth is I'm weak, no strength. No tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
Evangelist Connie Hayes at Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm so glad to be able to be here another day. because if it was not that the Lord was on my side, where would I be at today? I thank God for giving me another chance and another opportunity to come forward out here on his platform to carry his word, to share his word with you, and know that something that will be said, because it is the word of God, that it will bless your spirit. And if it is for you, take it. If it's not for you, the table is spread it everywhere. God has things for whatever you need. God has the table spread it today just for you. So just take what you need from the table and do what God tells you to do and walk in obedience and watch God work it out for you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Father God. Thy servants, Father, come in with a servant's heart to humble myself ever before you and your people, Father God, that I may carry your word like never before, Father God, that you have anointed me and appointed me for this time to carry this word, Father, for whenever they hear this word, this will be a blessing unto them, and this will be what they need in that season, Father, on that particular day, Father God. Bless those that listen to it in the archives. Bless those that's live and to hear it today. Bless those whenever they hear it, whatever appointed time that you have ordained or set for them in their life to hear this word, let it be a blessing unto them. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for allowing me to come forward. I ask, Father God, that I would decrease as you increase, Father God, that I will humble myself ever before you, Father God, and your people as a servant of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me this time an opportunity. Now, Lord, I ask that you will let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for right now, Father God. I'm thanking you and I'm grateful for everything, Father God. No matter what's going on, I'm still thankful and I'm still grateful. Thank you for loving me, Father God. Thank you for right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. Have thy own way. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this morning, I will be coming out of Psalms 141 and 3. And it says, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the doors of my lips. My. We just walking around here talking. We talking and we're lying and we're being deceitful. We just doing everything. You all, we better cut it out, because if God didn't give it to you, you better sit down and just study to be quiet. Because, and God could have given it to you, but maybe it's not the season to share it. We need to study to be quiet. We need to settle down and ask God to watch over what we're saying and to keep the doors of our lips, that we may, that he may be glorified for the things that we're doing in the body, that we are servants. See, we're servants of Jesus Christ. So if we're servants of Jesus Christ, we become obedient unto the word of God. We begin to listen to what the Holy Ghost is saying, and that the Holy Ghost would direct our steps. We have to learn how to study ourselves and be quiet. And the subject today is keep asking God. If you have not, then ask God to keep a watch over your mouth, and to keep the lips of your mouth, and to help direct your steps, and he will do it. Ask him to let you lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. Ask God to take the hate and the jealousy and the discord out of you for others, because God is blessing them and God is opening up doors for them. Stop putting your mouth on people. Ask God to set a watch before your mouth. And if you don't have anything good to say, then don't say anything. I was taught as a little girl, silence is golden. I didn't understand it then, but the older I've gotten, I do understand. They can't use what you don't say. So ask God and then patiently wait and hope for what God has in store for you. Be still and know that he's God. Be still and know that he will make a way out of no way. Just ask God. And when you're asking God, you have to have faith to believe that he's going to do it. As you quietly wait in faith, God will do it. God will fix it for you. But remember now, he's going to fix it according to his will and not our will. Because sometimes we pray out the will of God and we want him to come and do it, and we don't understand why he's not doing it, because that's not the will. Because you see me doing it, that may not be for you. We got to get in what God has told us to do. We just got to keep on asking God and keep on praying and keep on asking him and ask him to show us and open up our minds and then watch God make a difference. In Proverbs 13:3, it says, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that opened wide his lips shall have destruction. So that means that if you're running around here in everything and talking about everything that you don't know about, then you're bringing destruction to yourself. You need to get somewhere and be quiet. Be still and let God do it. Because God said, let the wheat and the tares grow together. He don't need us separating anything. Because truth, if the truth be said, if we take the 365 days and be concerned with the affairs that we have and the things that is on our plate, we don't have time to be in anybody else's business. We don't have time to be busybodies. So keep on asking God to help you with that. If you're going through that, ask God to help you with that. Proverbs 21:23, whosoever keep his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from trouble. My God, we don't know when God is coming back. You don't want him to catch you with your work undone. You don't want to be in somebody else's business and you ain't got your own house. You don't want your head to be covered and your feet out. So we need to get in check with what God has for us to do. Every single day that we awaken in this world, we need to ask God. We need to keep on asking God, what would you have me to do today? What is my assignment today, Father God? And maybe he'll just say, be quiet. Study to be quiet. And when you're studying to be quiet, you hear him speaking to you. The Holy Ghost will bring things back to your remembrance. Because one thing for sure, I'll tell you, if God has something for you to do, the devil and the hell can't stop it when that appointed time comes. And if you in your own self way, ask God to block you from you. Because sometimes we do it to ourselves. My late uncle and my late pastor, Dr. Charles D. Hayes, used to say all the time, you did it to yourself. And we're constantly doing it to ourselves, and we're constantly being busybodies in the matters that we should not be in. We got to stop it, you all, so we can be about what God wants us to do, that we'll be about what God wants us to do, and that our anointing and our gifts can come forward, that we're not trying to operate in somebody else's gift or operating as somebody else. We need to be who God called us to be, because that's where your blessing is. You can't do what I do. I can't do what you do. You can't take my life on, because my life is ordained and designed for me, and yours is for you. So we have to just learn how to study, to be quiet, and to get the understanding, because it says in all thy ways that we will get an understanding. All you got to do is ask God, and he will give you the understanding. James 3:2. We all stumble in many ways. Now, you know we do all the time. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect. And you know ain't no perfect people on this earth, right? We know that one perfect, right? And okay, able to keep their whole body in check. So that's why we got to keep on asking God to keep us in check. That's why we got to keep on going to him in prayer. That's why we got to, when we stumble, when we get into the things that we should not be in and the things that is sin to him, because anything that's not lining up with the word of God, it is sin. If you're in it, you need to pray, humble yourself, and then turn from it and ask God to help you, help to keep you, because God is a keeper. He can do anything that we ask. There is nothing too hard for God. Keep that in mind. And then Psalms 34:13, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Y'all, stop telling all these lies. Stop lying on God. Stop lying. You ain't heard nothing. Stop it, stop it, stop it. And ask and wait for God to give you a true word. Stop trying to dress up for these people on these different media things that we're on. What kind of life are you really living? if they came forward and pulled the cover off of you, what are you doing? So stop telling all these lies. Stop pumping yourself up. That's not cool at all. And ask God to make you and create in you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you, and then allow you to do and to walk in obedience to him. God will make a difference in our life if we let him. We got to stop trying to please man. We can't please man, because man got the cares of his own. Everybody got their own little stuff going on. Ain't nobody without troubles. Everybody got something going on. But something that me and you have, that maybe the other person don't have, is we got King Jesus. We can take it to the King. Like the son said, take it to him and leave it there. When you take it to God, leave it there and trust God. In Matthew 12:33-37, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupted and his fruit corrupted. For the tree is known by his fruit. What kind of fruits are you bearing? You can't have apples on an orange tree. You can't be telling the truth and lying too. Come on now. Oh, work with me now. Help me, Holy Ghost. We got to line up with what the truth is, and we got to ask God to direct our steps. 34, old generations of Vikings, how can ye, being evil, speak good? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It's what's in your heart. It's what you speak. It's what comes out of you, what defines you. Not what goes in you, but it's what comes out. So let us be careful in the things that we're saying and the things that we're saying about our brothers and our sisters. Everybody has their own cross to bear. If you see a brother in fault, then pray for them to restore them back to Christ. Not get on the bandwagon and start talking about them or saying what they should not be doing, because you know what, to tell the truth, is something that all of us should not be doing. So let us pray for one another and ask God to keep us. 35, a good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth good things, and a evil man out of the evil treasure brings forward evil things. So what are you speaking over your friends? What are you speaking over your own life? Are you speaking good or bad? What are you speaking? Are you being deceitful? What are you doing? Ask God to make sure that you have the good fruit coming forward. Make sure you're not praying heathen's prayers, smiling in their face and stabbing them in their back. It's not good, because it's going to come back, because whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. It's coming back up again. I may not know that you're sowing that to me, but you know what? You will know when it comes back, because you know what? When it comes back, it's a lot more, but you still know where it came from. Bless God. 36, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give accountable of thereof in the day of judgment. You better know that it's coming back up again. I just told you that. 37, for by the words thy shall be justified, and by the words thy shall be condemned. So make sure that you're doing good and speaking good. Don't quit dressing up and doing everything that you should not be doing. Quit laughing and patting and grinning at people. No, you don't mean them no good. If you don't mean them no good, just get on away from them. Because you know what? They won't miss a friend they never had. You know? Stop trying to go with the crowd. Because remember last week I talked about that road that's real narrow, and every now and then you see somebody. Well, every now and then when you see somebody going down that road, that's a good thing. Because then they minding their business and you're minding yours. Sweep around your own front door before you come to sweep mine. Take the mold and the beam out your own eye before you try to get it out your brother's eye or you try to get it out of mine's. This is what we got to be mindful of, things that we're doing. Because you know what? God have a need for this word to go forward, and he would not let it go forward. I know you want to hang up. I know you say you ain't going to never listen to me no more. But if God wills you to, you will hear this message. Because it's God that appointed you to be here at this time, and this is something that you need right now, as I need it right now. Jeremiah, it says, the heart is hopefully dark and deceitful, a puzzle that no one can figure out. Nobody can figure out what's going on in the heart but God. But I, God, search the heart and examine the mind. I get to the heart of the human. That's what he do, because he can read the heart. You may be saying, I love you, but God see you're black toward me, that you're hating me, you have no love for me. God already see that. So stop it. I get to the roots of things. I treat them as they really are, not as they pretend to be. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear what God do? He says that this is what God does. This is what he said he does. I treat them as they really are, not as they pretend to be. Stop being a pretender. God sees that. God is rewarding you according to what he sees in your heart and according to the deeds that you're doing. That you're doing, you're throwing a rock and you're hiding your hand, but not from God. Knowing when I say that he sit high and he look low, he see everything, every conversation we in, every place we go, everything we do deceitfully, God sees it. We got to keep on asking God to clean these things up in us, to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. We got to understand that God sees it. You know what? The Holy Ghost say, tell you one more time. I treat them as they really are, as you really are, is how God treats you, not as they pretend to be. Woo! You're praying for favor, but you ain't giving nobody no favor. You're praying for them to stop lying on you, but you're lying on everybody. You're praying for a breakthrough, but you're praying that the breakthrough won't come through for your brother. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. We better line up with the word of God. We better be sure and be very sure that we're asking God to give us the spirit of his word and not the lettering of the word. We better be very sure that God is working with us. You better be on your knees and you better be asking God. And when God gives you direction, you better take it. You better run to God. And you better ask him to show you, to ask. If God is not chastising you, you are a bastard child. And I say, Lord, please don't leave me. Please don't leave me, God. I'm praying and I'm asking you every day to make me better, Lord. It's an individual journey, y'all. You got to ask it, and then you got to know that he's going to do it. In Jeremiah 17 and 14, God picks up the pieces. Put me back together again. You are my praise. See that? We're asking God. Keep on asking God to pick up the pieces and put you back together. Like it says in Jeremiah, it talks about the potter, being on the potter's wheel. Well, he would probably, you know, he keeps on fixing us until we become perfect. Where there's hate, let the potter put love there. Where there's discord, let him put peace there. Where there's hatred and jealousy, let him put kindness there. Keep on asking God and keep on watching him make a difference. We're born for this time, you all. It's not by chance that you live today. You're born for this time, but you got to get into what God says. You got to stop marching and running behind what other people are doing. That's their assignment. What did God say to tell you to do? Keep on asking God. And if he's not telling you yet, it's not your appointed time. It tells us in the word that that some will be first and some will be last. But trust me when I tell you, when it's your appointed time, the devil in hell can't stop you. Keep on asking God. Ask and seek God's wisdom. Ask God to keep the doors of your lips when you're ever before the ones that the busybodies. Ask God to change your friendship and your relationships. And ask him to keep a watch over your mouth as you before God and his people. Ask God, and he will make a difference in your life. In my closing today, we have to keep our minds to know that God is in everything and God is in everywhere. And he knows it all. It's just like you, how when you take a bath, you don't have nothing on. Well, when God looks at us, we don't have nothing on. Ain't nothing here. Even the thought that you have, he knows that before it even gets to you. My God. So you know when you're sending out those hatred thoughts and all those thoughts, and you know that you need to say, Lord, I send it back to the pits of hell from which it came for, Lord, forgive me and repent and come out of that. Start sending good out. Send out what you want back. Get on your knees and pray for somebody. Take your eyes off of where God has them at. Because if God put you there, you probably couldn't even handle it because that's not what you ordained and you anointed for. And if God take them and put them where you are, they probably couldn't handle yours either. Because we are assigned and we are ordained and we are anointed to be where we are and to do the things that we do. You can't let anybody change God's program for your life. God has already done it. God did not get up this morning and get things in order. This was done before the foundation because we had fellowship with him before we even came to this world. We have to understand that. We have to learn that God is God. And in Lamentations 3:20 said, it is good, it is a good thing to quietly hope and help God, and to hear from God. So while we're quietly hoping for help from God, we got to be quiet so when he's sending the help, maybe he's giving you a word. Maybe he's turning something on that you'll hear preach on the TV. Maybe it's me he's using a word. I may be helping you and don't even know I'm helping you. But God has a way of blessing us if we just keep our minds stayed on him and understand that he is the way maker. Understand that he is the keeper. And another thing you heard me say, whatsoever man soweth, that they're going to reap it. In Ecclesiastes 12:13-14, it says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. See, we have a duty. It's already written. God ain't getting up, putting nothing together. It's already done. For God shall bring every works into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be bad. So y'all can quit trying to worry about, oh, they doing that, it don't matter. God knows. God knows if it's good or bad. God will deal with that when the time comes. So what we have to do is we have to take our tongues and we have to remember that the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will... You like to talk, you are going to reap the consequence of what you say. So let it be good. Let you be out here bearing good fruit. If you don't have anything good to say, don't say nothing and don't even think it. Just say, Lord, have mercy. And then ask the Lord to be your shepherd. And then watch God make a difference in your life. Keep on pressing toward the mark. And knowing that God is God. And knowing that God will make a way out of no way. And ask God to pick up the pieces and put you back together again. And he will do just that. That's the kind of God that we serve. That's the kind of God he is. There's no failure in God. He will do just what we ask. Trust him and lean on him. And watch God make a difference in your life. And keep on asking God. Keep on trusting God. And if you made a vow to God, keep it. And if you have a covenant with God, remember God watches over the covenant that we have with him. See, we serve truth, Almighty God. And we have to understand that. And we as servants of God, we must begin to serve. We must serve the people and not serve what we want or serve our agendas. We must do what God has assigned us to do as servants. We must keep on asking God for the direction. And as we keep on asking God for the direction, we must ask him to set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth and keep the doors of my lips. And you know, God will do just what you ask him to do. Ask him in the name of Jesus. Everything you ask, ask it in the name of Jesus. And then the Holy Ghost will bring things back to your remembrance when you need it. That's the kind of God he is. So keep your mind focused on God and watch God make a difference in your life. I thank you for stopping by to hear this, and I know that this was an anointed word from God, and I know that this word will bless you if you take it in the right way, and not because of the pronunciations all, or maybe I don't do it the way your pastor do it, but I did it the way God gave it to me. So I pray that something was said to bless you along your way. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for using me, thy servant, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for anointing this word to come forward this morning, Father God, like never before. I thank you, Father God, that you are God all by yourself. I thank you, Father God, that you are a keeper, Father God. I thank you, God, if we'll keep on asking you, God, that you will keep on keeping us, that you will keep on guiding us, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for everything and everybody. Thank you, Father God, for those that would hear this message in your appointed time, Father God, that you would bless them, Father God. Bless them like never before in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for using me, thy servant, Father God. Thank you right now, God, that you may be glorified for all that I do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. And give God the praise, because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And as always, if you out of the ark of saving with Jesus Christ, then you need to go to Romans 10 and 9 and confess your sins unto God and get back. Get back in. Get back, because God is married to the backslider. He ain't paying no attention to what these people are saying. That, you know, quit listening to what these people, how much you got to get ready, you got to dress up, you got to do that. Go as you are. Keep on asking God to make a difference in you, and God will fix you. So give your life back to Christ. Because let me tell you, when I walked away from Christ, and when I came to myself and went back to my Father, he was right where I left him. And no way will he turn you away. It doesn't matter what you've been in, because he already knew that you were going to do that anyway. It's nothing hid from him. He didn't get up and just learn our lives today. He already knows. That's the kind of father he is. He loves us so much. And you have to know that you're being loved. Whatever sin you're in, if you're in any kind of sin, I'm not going to call them, because when you start calling out sin, well, you're picking at that one, you're picking at that. Well, if it hits your dough, then that's what you need to work on. If you're in it, then you know it's against God, then you need to come out of it, and you can say that we're saying that, judging everything. I'm not judging you. You turn the flip and look at yourself. You know what God's word says. You know his word, and you're going to be with many stripes. If you don't line up with what he's saying and stop deceiving his people, I say woe to those that's out here deceiving God's people and doing everything Monday through Saturday and then dressing up on Sunday. God is going to uncover you, and you ain't going to like it. He's going to show you before the people. So get your life and go and turn your confession, your sins to Christ, and turn back to him. To God be the glory. Now, if you need to reach me, I am reachable. You can get me on Facebook. I have a web page. You can always like me on my ministry page, or I have just a regular page. And then I have a website. And I'm also on Twitter. I tweet every day. And y'all know I put a scripture out every day. So you can always reach me. My phone number is 708-715-4545. My email address is walkingingodspurposeministry@gmail.com. You can reach me. I'm reachable, for I am the servant of Jesus Christ, to walk in obedience to what he gives me. A lot of times I'm getting these messages. These messages are not coming to me until today. This was done this morning when I got up. This is what was given to me to give, and I have to be obedient to the way God is working with me. Maybe he don't work with you like that, but this is how God is giving it to me in this season. And it's got to be for me, and it's got to be for you. So God bless you, and God keep you. And when God says, oh, I will come again, to God be the glory. And love on purpose today. Love somebody today. Take that hate and turn it into love. Take the disappointments and go for hope. And have faith in God. To God be the glory. God bless you. Love on purpose.